very good morning to you, and welcome to morning prayer during Holy Week. This week the format of our prayer is slightly different, and I hope that you have access to a copy of the booklet that has been produced for use across the Turton Moorland team. And so we quieten our hearts and minds, remembering that we are in the presence of God. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our first psalm this morning is Psalm 41, the assurance of God's help and a plea for healing. Happy are those who consider the poor. The Lord delivers them in the day of trouble. The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. They are called happy in the land. You do not give them up to the will of their enemies. The Lord sustains them on their sickbed. In their illness you heal all their infirmities. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies wander in malice. When I will die and my name perish, and when they come to see me, they utter empty words, while their hearts gather mischief. When they go out, they tell it abroad. All who hate me, they whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. They think that a deadly thing has fastened on to me, that I will not rise again from where I lie. Even my bosom friend, in whom I trusted, who ate of my bread, has lifted the heel against me. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me, and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you are pleased with me, because my enemy has not triumphed over me, but you have upheld me because of my integrity, and set me in your presence forever. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. Our Old Testament reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 42, 1-9. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice, or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlines wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created heaven and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and the spirit of those who walk. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeons, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Now hear some verses from chapter 36, Psalm 36. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heaven, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your judgments are like the great deep. You save humans and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delight. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. O continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your salvation to the upright of heart. Do not let the foot of the arrogant tread on me, or the hand of the wicked drive me away. And our New Testament reading this morning is taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 1 to 11, where Mary anoints Jesus. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She brought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." We can say together the Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our sins, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. God shows his love for us, in that whilst we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let us then show our love for him by confessing our sins in penitence and in faith. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. This morning we're going to take a few moments of silent prayer, using this time to pray for our church family and our loved ones, our Queen and her government, those who are lonely, isolated and anxious, those suffering in any way from the coronavirus, for those who you know who are sick, for those who have died. And finally, pray for yourself, for your health and well-being, and for anything that is weighing particularly heavy on your heart this morning. So as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And the collect set for today. God most holy, we give you thanks for bringing us out of the shadow of the night and into the light of the morning. And we ask you for the joy of spending this day in your service, so that when evening comes, we may once more give you thanks through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.